Blog Talk Radio.
My business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a licensed healing practitioner working in the field of energy medicine as a Reiki master teacher, an angel practitioner, and an intuitive counselor. I'm also the author of an inspirational book about my two near-death experiences, and the book is called Angels of Faith. And the fact that as far as I'm concerned, we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. And I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on some imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or in the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and to limit their lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who I call the Posse. They have a very funny sense of humor. They're extremely loving and compassionate. They actually give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. And like my Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for some free angel advice. So call the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that number is 646-716-6794. But before we get to some of that free angel advice, I'd like to say hello, everyone, and welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. Welcome to this very new month of October, which I can tell you, which will be filled with a lot of new beginnings for people. And one of those very new beginnings for Angel Healing House is that my workshops finally will be going globally, as they will be presented on webinar. I'm so excited about this. My first workshop, which is going to be going online as an online teleclass, which is going to be called the Twin Flame Relationship Workshop, and it will be presented online on October 21st. So if you'd like to, if you would want the most loving, remarkable relationship with yourself, in order to find divine love outside of yourself, you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E, Angel Healing House is all one word, .com, to find out more information as to how you can join in this extraordinary revealing workshop. Or else, call me after the show, and that number to call me on is 831-277-3716. Hello to all my regular listeners, and for those new listeners, I'd just like to tell you that what I usually do is I take the first 10 minutes or so to talk about our topic and before I start to take some of your phone calls. So please do hang on. It'll only be 10 minutes or so before I jump in and take some of your phone calls. I'd like to start today by talking about living the grandest vision of who you are. You know, I recently had a conversation with a rather disheartened, despondent friend of mine who is 6 months away from his 40th birthday. He's a reluctant waiter, a sometimes actor, and a very passionate musician. Since moving to Los Angeles 2 years ago, I've seen that this friend of mine is in very good company with many others in this city of angels. This lovely but forlorn chap is doing work that actually makes him sad while he's waiting for his dreams to come true. In addition to not being happy with so many aspects of his life, the fact that he would be turning the decrepit old age of 40 exacerbated his disillusion, like he should have achieved something grand or noteworthy by this historical milestone of his age being 40. I was a good friend, and I listened and acknowledged that he actually had the right to feel disenchanted, dissatisfied, and disappointed. I smiled as my birthday is just around the corner this coming Sunday on October 7th, and I said to him, I guess it's all a question of perception and choice as to how we feel. I'll be turning the very young and energized age of 57, and I am so excited about my life and my creative projects coming to fruition. I'm just getting started. In fact, I went on to share with him that I not only felt the same way as he did when I turned 40, but this crushing sense of defeat continued for me until I turned 48. Okay, so what changed for me? And how did I go from a life of despair to living heaven on earth? Well, listeners, to put it in a nutshell, I stopped waiting for my life to happen, and I began to create the grandest vision of who I was. I speak about our grandest vision for ourselves in my deeply personal Twin Flame Relationship Workshop, which I will be presenting, as I said, on Sunday, October 21st. And again, for those who are not in the Los Angeles area and want to attend, I'll be hosting a webinar of the workshop. So you can call me or email me for more information. In my workshop, I use a quotation that pretty much sums up what held me back from a life of my dreams for 48 years. And the quotation goes, "We spend a lifetime waiting for the perfect lover instead of creating the perfect love." Mirroring this quotation, I'd spent a lifetime waiting for somebody else to fulfill my dreams instead of creating the life of my dreams. Now, in this workshop, I share the very practical tools and applied knowledge that I used that took me on my amazing journey of going from being codependent, anorexic victim involved with abusive men to finally creating my dreams into reality. I was able to clearly see that all that I had experienced was because I had been so fearful to take responsibility for my own life. I was actually paralyzed with fear that I would take a step in the wrong direction, and I remained frozen as I waited for someone else to take me by the hand and fulfill my dreams. What actually turned my life around was the day I decided that fear was no longer an option in my life, and I would replace it with the absolute knowing that I was divine and worthy of having a fulfilling, beautiful life. When I opened up my heart to deeply love and to respect myself, I embraced the knowing that divinity was my birthright and it's my eternal nature, as it is to us all. As a beloved child of God, I had the inherent right to live in accordance with this truth and have the reflection of this manifest easily in my life. Now, as I chose that my every thought, word, and emotion were only of the highest divine essence, actually, an extraordinary thing started to manifest in my reality. Miraculous synchronicities in the form of connections and opportunities would magically manifest in answer to my dreams and attention in my heart. In fact, the correlation between me embracing and living my divine nature and then experiencing a divine reality was astounding. I soon became very conscious and aware that by allowing this divine nature of mine to direct me, my life began to flow with ease and grace. By letting go to my divine nature and allowing God to guide me in every moment, this opened up doorways of infinite, limitless possibilities to keep fulfilling my desires and intentions in my heart. You know, I didn't realize it at the time, listeners, but by surrendering to living in accordance with this divine nature at the very young age of 48, I drew to myself my heavenly, beloved husband, my twin flame Pete, the cherished and adored healing practice, my business angel healing house, and I opened myself up to creatively bring forth books and CDs, invent my radio show, and bring forth inspirational works that have helped others connect with their own divine nature within. But mine is but one example of what can happen when we allow ourselves the opportunity of creating the grandest vision of our lives. So before we speak more about how we can do this and how everyone can do this as well, let's go to the phone line. Let's go to our 914 number. 914, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with?
Hello, my name is Christine.
Hi, Christine. Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from New York.
New York, New York. That's where I was born.
I was going to, I know, I've heard the New York accent when listening
well,
to your show.
A lot of people say I sound like Heinz 57 variety. My mother's Romanian. I spent 15 or 16 years in Australia, and I was born in New York, so, you know, but the New York, I think, wins out over all of them.
Yes, I hear it.
So tell me, Christine, what is your question?
This is my question today. I'm calling. I was just was wondering if the angels could give me an advice, your posse. I'm currently pregnant, but I'm spotting, and I went to my doctor, and they say there's nothing I can do, and I get that. So I'm just wondering, is there anything angelically I can do?
Absolutely. I don't even have to, I won't look at the cards yet because they're downloading all this stuff into me. They're saying, first of all, thank the angels and thank God for everything turning out for your highest good.
Okay.
That in itself has such extraordinary, abundant vibrations to it and loving vibrations that you're not holding on to any expectation.
Yes.
How far along are you?
I'm only 8 weeks.
Okay.
So
I have a great quote for you. It says, I expect the best without having any expectations.
Okay.
Keep affirming to yourself, I am always guided, I am always protected, I am more cherished and adored than I possibly can imagine, and everything always works out for my highest good. So they will not tell me whether this will come to full term or not. Mm-hmm. If it does, it will be heavenly. If it does not, Christine, it will be heavenly. Is it your first baby?
Second.
That's your second. We are on a need-to-know basis. And know that if it does not eventuate, then it is heavenly, and everything works out for our highest good. It just does. And the more that you can love yourself and accept what is, then everything will be fine. Let me just go to the cards here and have a look.
Thank you. That's kind of what I've been thinking recently, but it's nice to hear it out loud.
Okay. Wonderful. beautiful cards. You've got the moon card, and the moon card is about going within and knowing and keep affirming, you know, that goddess energy inside of you that really, this is a time to nurture and nourish yourself, and don't put any of your focus on anything outside the present moment.
Okay, yes.
Anything outside of the present moment. Take walks in nature, you know, connect with the beauty of Mother Earth and animals. Let me just ask them something.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. They keep saying, go within, and thank the angels and God's source for everything working out for your best interest. I just have this feeling of expansiveness inside of you. It's not only physically giving birth, but what you're actually doing is you're having a rebirth to yourself within.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, and it's you're reconnecting with your who you are, and it's creating this joy inside of you, this absolute feeling of it's almost like finding out who you are for the first time.
Yeah.
You're finding out who you are for the first time, and really all they keep saying is the words nurturing and nourishing yourself. Respect your time, and bless. Keep blessing your situation and saying, you know, spotting or no spotting, everything always works out to your highest good for seeing.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Lots of love, and just look after your beautiful self.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to our next caller. 619, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello? Hello?
I'm here. I have you on mute. I'm sorry about that. This is Steve. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Steve. How are you?
Good.
Good. Do you have a question?
I was just wondering if I could get a general.
A general question.
Is there anything you feel I need to know at this time?
Are there any areas of your life in particular that are standing out that are giving you more concern?
Career. Career.
Okay, the first thing they want me to ask you, do you love what you're doing?
No, I don't.
Then why are you doing it?
Because I don't see a way to do what I want to do at this time. I mean, I've been working on manifesting what I want, but the opportunity hasn't come around yet. Are they saying there's an opportunity now to do what I want at this time?
They're saying that the more focus, the more joy, the more absolute bliss that you can put on what it is that you that would make your heart sing and give you most joy, the more focus and attention you can put on that, the more that will manifest quicker. I would never tell anybody to leave their job, as we all have bills and everything else. But if there is something in this in the work that you're doing now, which is dishonoring to you, and it's causing your vibrations inside of you to, you know, really dip down so low, you know, when, oh, there's static on your end. Am I on a speakerphone?
No, you're not. You're not.
Okay. That dip down so low that it actually will stop your dreams from manifesting. So you have to think to yourself, it might even be more beneficial to leave a place that, I mean, this is just what I'm getting from them, that is dishonoring or disrespectful to you, or you're not being remunerated for the work that you're doing. That's actually hampering your joy from being fulfilled and manifesting in a job that you actually want.
Well, I can understand what you're saying, but how am I supposed to live and eat and pay rent?
I know that. That's why I said I would never tell anybody to leave their job. But what I would tell you to do is to start putting a great deal of focus and attention on making movements towards that which will give you joy. They're saying, just tell me in what area that you are seeking to fulfill your dreams.
The music area.
Sorry, what was that?
The music area.
Oh, music area. Okay. This is very interesting because this friend that I'm talking about on today's program, he is a waiter, as so many people are in Los Angeles, and they're doing work they don't like while they're waiting for their dreams to come true. He is a musician, very passionate about being a musician, and, you know, wants to be Bruce Springsteen overnight, as many musicians, you know, want to be that rock star or whatever. But in order to get to that stage, he first has to be around areas in which are creating music. For instance, as a friend, I've said, why don't you become a sound engineer? Why don't you work in a record store? Why don't you teach guitar to children? You know, there are a myriad. Become a roadie for a band. Once the universe sees that light is turned on within you, and you're around that which gives you joy, then the universe sends you more connections and more opportunities in that industry that is giving you joy. And it's the great laws of attraction, like attracts like. So the first card that came out for you was the Ace of Cups. The joy, you need to fill up your cup, Steve. You need to fill up your cup. And whether that's doing volunteer work or part-time work or whatever work on evenings or weekends or making movement to that which really does give you joy, then the universe has something to get excited about. And you're going to create the ripples in the pond of life for the universe to pick up those ripples and to do something with it. You just haven't, the second is the Page of Wands, you haven't actioned. There's telling you to action what you love doing and take it out through the wider arena.
But I've been doing that when I have a chance, when I have free time, I do that. Express myself out in the community.
Okay. All right. Now what they're saying is, okay. All right. The message for you is that October going into November is going to be a pivotal month, and it's going to see a lot of what you've done come to fruition, because the next card is the Knight of Pentacles, which is the money card, you know, you actioning money coming into you, actioning and seeing the actual physical manifestation in that form of financial remuneration coming back to you because of all the effort and the work that you've done. So kudos to you. They're like pushing their hand like more towards the end of October, maybe the mid end of October, November, for you to actually see things really start to bud for you.
Okay, that's good news to hear.
It is good news to hear, and hang in there just a little bit longer. Keep putting your focus and attention on that which gives joy and that which you love, and you know they say that, you know, the more that you can put your focus on that which you love, then after a while that will take over and help sustain you so that your day job can just fall by the wayside.
Should I do more visualizing as far as manifesting it as well?
Absolutely. And not only with visualization, I get my clients to not only project themselves into what they want, what they desire in their hearts, but live as if you have it now. And the strongest words that we all can use, and this is for all listeners, is I am. I am a very successful blank in the music industry. I am around other musicians, and I am recognized for my gifts and talents. I am remunerated financially because of my gifts and talents in the music industry. Whatever that is after that I am, that's divinely yours. And in fact, we each own such an integral puzzle piece of the planet that we came back to do, that if you're not doing that which gives you joy in your heart, you're not serving the planet, but more importantly, you're not serving the divine within yourself.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome, Steve. Good luck, and send me an email when it starts to snowball for you.
Okay, I'm gonna be hanging up now, and I'll be calling back in a few minutes just to listen, Joe. So if you see my number again, it's just me listening.
Okay, take care. Lots of love. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller. That actually is a very good exercise for everybody to do whose dreams have not manifested as yet. Please sit down with yourself and say, I am. Live as if your dream has already manifested on the planet. And that comes about through the feelings in your heart. Let's go to our 908 number. 908, you're on the line with Angel Healing House.
Hi, Candy. This is your friend Caroline and your fan. How are you from New Jersey?
Hello, gorgeous. Hello, gorgeous.
Oh, hi, beautiful. Hi, sweetie.
Oh.
You
how,
have
how,
a beautiful... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go on.
You have a beautiful face. Well, New Jersey. We're like fans of each other. This is like a beaver moment.
Oh, isn't that lovely? Isn't that lovely? So,
oh, yes.
So what is manifested for you, Caroline?
Well, oh my gosh, I'm gonna cry. Listen, the line, you must be the change you want to see in the world. I've been manifesting that line, and now, as if the last 24 hours, I'm living that line. There is a young lady. It's my Dunkin' Donuts lady. You know, I go there to get my Dunkin' Donuts for the past 8 years. And she lost her husband late this summer. And she has 3 children, all under the age of 13. No insurance, nothing out there. She gets up every morning at 4:45 to open up the Dunkin' Donuts store so the community can go there. And it's on a major highway. So the community could come, pick up their coffee and go. Well, I have to tell you, I found out that things aren't as smiley as her face is. She's going through a lot, and even as far as not having food, either you pay your rent or there's no food on the table for herself and her children, and I know she's very down. And my call, one, is to ask a posse of angels. For the past 24 hours, I've been calling and I've been gathering the community to help her out for food, for toys for kids, for shelter, for a college education. But for now, her main thing is food. And I've been calling a lot of companies, and like everything else in this world, you've got to have a nonprofit organization or something like that. But I just write a letter out of my heart, and I email it so they can get it right away. And I've been calling, like, the firefighters because they're our heroes and they help the community. I'm gathering the community, Candy, so we can help this. Her name is Sherry. And I'll let you know from our posse of angels, if it's anybody going to just deliver food into that Dunkin' Donuts with a big bow. And I also saw this beautiful angel yesterday above my window. It was like over 200 feet long. It's in a cloud. It was a cloud formation. The wings were so beautiful. And I looked up, and I just like, I was like, wow, this is a sign. And I just know it's a sign, and I know it was there, and it was there the whole afternoon. So I I just want to know from our posse of angels if that was a message for me.
Oh, absolutely. They're saying they are lauding. That's the word that they're using. They are lauding you for your kindness, for your concern, for that divine nature of yours that you're reaching out to be of help to someone else in their time of need. And they're saying, this, you said you've had a change almost in the last 24 hours, like an epiphany that's come to you. I mean, you, Caroline, knowing your nature over these months that I've gotten to know you, this could be a start of helping others in the community. And what you're actually doing, they're talking very rapidly here. They're saying you're gathering, and I hope you're keeping an organized file.
Because
what you're doing is you're setting up for then future things that will come to you and allow you to be of this service. And then you'll, you know, the next person that needs your help, then you'll go straight to the firefighters. You'll go straight to this organization, straight to that organization, and then I think it'd be wonderful to set up that nonprofit, and that will it just feels so right and so wonderful. And the greatest part about this is that it's giving you the joy in your heart.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I see everything you just told me. I am walking around my place, and throughout the day I see images. I dream about it, and I'm like, wow, this is everything I always wanted to do to make a difference. I remember as a young girl, people used to ask me, I didn't know what I wanted to be when I grew up. When I was 6, when I was 21, I was already working, you know, and a young mother and all that. I didn't know what I wanted to grow up. All I kept on saying was, I want to make a difference, because I thought that was me. So they used to call me Mother Teresa on Wall Street, by the way. I used to do a lot of things for the homeless back in the 80s. The homeless, as you remember, was very prominent in New York City. And I used to set up, like, I used to gather everybody at the, you know, the big bank, you know, 3,000 employees. I said, you know what's going to stop me? I'm sending out, you know, like at a time it was an email. That wasn't around yet. What was it? I forget now. And I said, what's going to stop me? A memo. I said, what's going to stop me from sending out a memo to everybody to help me out with this? During Christmas, I got a toy drive. During Thanksgiving, I don't know, the company just gave me lots of turkeys. I went to the hospital and there was a needy area. Boom. So I love this. And you know something? I see everybody coming. You know, and it's a shame that the big corporations in town don't want to come. Isn't that sad?
It's neither right nor wrong, nor good or bad. It only is what it is. And the more focus you put on the love and life, and also the like-minded organizations that you are going to be able to be able to work with, and they're going to be able to help you on a very grassroots level. In this case, Caroline, size does not matter.
The size
of the corporation does not matter. And there is just, the Posse of Angels are saying, there is only what Caroline desires. And you can't, they're saying you can't put a foot wrong. All you need to do is step in the direction that your intuition is telling you to step in with this, and it is gold. It is gold, and you will seek, not only seek, but not that you're seeking. What is the word that gives me? You will receive monetary restitution from this at some stage, but right now put your emphasis on just going within and doing that, because it gives you joy. It's just, and they're saying, okay, for the second card that came out was the Temperance card. They're saying they know you're excited about this, but allow it to unfold naturally and organically, and just with one baby step at a time. And then the Knight of Swords comes out, which is full steam ahead and action. And the Three of Pentacles is saying that yes, you will receive. One way or another, the universe will make sure that you are financially remunerated for your time and your effort and all these things. But this sounds so right up your alley. I mean, it's got you written all over it. And it's just going to go from strength to strength.
Yes, I am. I'm very strong. How is she doing, by the way? Because I left my number with her. I'm doing this all behind closed doors. All behind the scenes. She does not know. It's going to be a surprise.
So she has no idea what's been transpiring.
No, I just like told her manager at Dunkin' Donuts for her to give me a call, but she does not know. I told him to keep it a secret because I told him what I'm doing. And I told him to keep it a secret for now, and I'll tell him when to, you know, kind of give her a little more. But she is not returning my calls because I know emotionally she's not ready to talk to anybody because
absolutely.
She feels bad. So
yes.
I keep on pumping. I just keep on calling. I started my file, and it's mm-hmm. beautiful. with the name of every, you know, just like I used to do in my jobs, you know, like you put down, and I put everything down, you know, what I've done, you know, the activity I've done today, and
right.
what I'm waiting for a response. And I just keep on pumping, going to the next organization, community organization within the community. And
mm-hmm.
at the same time, I go to the food stores, the local food stores, and I just hope for the best. And before I send out the email, I put my hands on the screen, and I said, I'm sending love and light.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to mention, is that, yes, she is in a very sad place, and, you know, we've all been there where we've been so down
yeah.
that we don't even really want to show everybody that face of ours and reach out
yeah.
for help. But one of the things that the Posse of Angels are saying that would be immeasurable, because you're such an intuitive yourself, is to sit and to see her face before you and just send her green healing light and beautiful, enfold her in angel's wings and send her that pink love all around her. And what that will do is that will soften her heart to herself. And then the more her heart gets softened and the more that green healing is pervading every cell in her body, then maybe the 100th time she'll look over and see your message or whatever, she'll go, you know,
yeah.
maybe I should contact this woman. And that will be the, you know, the icebreaker or whatever. So
Wow, you helped me so much. And I thank the Posse of Angels, because it does take a divine village, and then it takes our community, and then it takes the whole neighborhood to help one person out. But as long as we help one person, I don't care where the help comes from. To find,
you know,
all the help.
Absolutely. In the Talmud, it says that if you save one person, you save the world.
Wow. And you know something? When I write to these companies, now I come, you know, local food stores, and they have a headquarters. At the end, I have to touch somebody's heart. So
yeah.
I used the line, Gandhi's line, he must be the change. And then I say, that's exactly what I'm trying to kick off for the whole month of October through various
yeah.
community events to help a family in real need at this very moment in time. And
yeah.
I try to use language like that, that's from the heart. Everything came from
yeah.
my heart. I could have gone and got a book and got myself like all these
absolutely.
Things. It came from my heart, because I know how companies operate, and I know even small places operate kind of, you know, I got to talk to the manager, I talk this. I said, okay,
yeah.
I'll just talk from the heart, because everybody knows the language of the heart. And that's
yeah.
what I did. That's the way I feel, you know, because I really
This has got such beautiful angelic energy around it, Caroline, and that's why you're seeing the angels in the clouds. I would even go so far as to start taking photos, you know, start taking pictures of all these angel signs, because they're just going to keep on coming, and because this is the path that is bringing you joy and bringing the world joy as well, one person at a time.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, my friend. You are always, oh, my God, you have the divine answers. And by the way, that was what I wanted to start the conversation with before. It was about you. That 10 minutes you give of the knowledge that you give, it's 10 minutes that makes a difference in everybody's everybody that's listening to that, keep on doing the 10 minutes. I love that. 10 minutes. I love it. Perfection.
Well, I love you so much, Caroline. You keep on doing what is blissful in your heart, and God bless you.
And God bless you, too, and all the listeners today. Thank you so
much. Take care.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much to Caroline. And let's go to our next listener, Mighty Heart One. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi, Candy. Wow, what some beautiful messages today. Very powerful.
Very powerful messages. And this month of October, sweetie, is going to be so pivotal. If I was going to pull a card, it would be the judgment card. And not to judge ourselves, but the judgment card is about the new phase in our lives, about being reborn to who we actually are.
Definitely, and I'd like to join my energy with Caroline and what she's doing. I was sending out when she was talking about that, so I'm adding mine to that.
Oh, wonderful. And you know what? Each one of us are little lights that are joining together, and we're making this planet so magnificently bright that everything that has not been of the utmost authentic light and love is really diminishing. It's falling away at this stage.
It is indeed. And that was my question to you, actually, about moving forward in spirituality and finding that center and moving, opening up more and allowing more in.
Right. Now, let me see. Are you know, okay, I don't know. You know that you are the metaphysical teacher.
Well, no.
Well, the posse are saying they're all shaking their heads. All 536 of them and myself, we're all nodding our heads in unison, and we're saying, here you are the metaphysical teacher. And you don't have to have a healing practice as such, like I have, you know, being a licensed practitioner for the 10 years. You can be a metaphysical teacher and be a car mechanic. And joyfully do what you do. You are the metaphysical teacher in that you have a great deal of spiritual knowledge inside of you, and it's aching to be shared with others on the planet. Now, what things are you doing to foster that?
Well, actually, my California massage license finally arrived, but I'm moving more into with animals.
Right. Okay.
And so that's where I'm working right now. We're moving towards that.
Okay, that's wonderful. The funny thing about opening up to our spirituality, you know, a lot of people say, do I have to take psychic courses? Do I have to meditate more? Do I have to whatever it is? The more that we can allow ourselves to honor the divinity inside of us, we get in contact with that ancient wisdom within that opens up our psychic, our telepathic, and our intuitive awareness. And I can tell you, the greatest bullet train to there is if you spend time in nature and you spend time with animals, because they are pure. They don't have an ego. And so when you spend time learning from nature and learning from animals, then you become one with them. And then you see yourself as part of that. And then that's a natural thing which happens to open up your psychic abilities.
Beautiful. That's where it's going to happen then.
You are not only on the path of what's bringing you absolute joy, but it's not only speaking to yourself, but it's speaking volumes to the rest of the world.
Thank you.
You're very
centered here.
Very welcome. Now I would love to know where your journey takes you. You can send me an email to Candy. Candy@angelhealinghouse.com.
I'd be interested in where that goes to, Candy, and I will let you know because I don't know.
Well, you know what? It's not for us to know. We are on a need-to-know basis, okay? As children of God, all we need to know is that we are protected, we're guided, we're more adored and cherished than we possibly can imagine. We are abundant. We will always be provided for. And all we need to know is in the present moment. Don't worry about the how or the when. Just keep putting your focus on that which gives you joy and your love of animals, making action and stepping forward to what presents itself in the present moment, and just let everything else, let God and the angels take care of everything else. That's their job.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Have a glorious day.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste to you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Those callers on the line, just wait a few minutes, maybe 5 minutes. I just want to continue a little bit more with talking about the grandest vision of who we are. Now, I want to get back to my rather disillusioned friend who is 6 months away from the crushing and devastating event, as he sees it, of turning 40. As far as I can see, the main reason he is so disillusioned has nothing to do with his age, but it has to do with the fact that he's chosen to diminish his life rather than living his grandest vision. He diminishes his life because he chooses to do something that is not giving him joy. By his own choice, he chooses to remain a waiter rather than have the love, the faith in his divine nature as a musician to step forward to do what brings him fulfillment. Now, as a friend, I've hinted to him that perhaps with music he could work in a record store, teach children guitar lessons, become a roadie for a band. You know, the more we are around that which we adore and resonate with, the more abundant and fulfilled we will be. Then the universe takes notice of these energized, excited, abundant feelings and sends us similar connections and opportunities in that field to bring us more joy. You know, by following my joy and excited intuition, instead of pushing and controlling and possibly, you know, going in all different kinds of tangents, I unconditionally co-create with the magic and the mystery and intangible life, the intangible of life, to bring me what my heart really desires and what will increase the joy in my heart. And I can be in so many different areas. As we embrace this very new way of living, we may find that it goes counter to what so many people have told us, that life was never meant to be easy. But by following the joy in our hearts, we begin to recognize just how grand we truly feel. And as we begin to experience this grand feeling within, we open ourselves to co-create and to cooperate with all grand possibilities in our grand limitless universe that we all are a part of. Let's go to the phone lines and take another phone call. We've got six. Okay, let me see. Steve, you're listening. Sorry about that. Let's go to 908. 908, you're with Caroline. She's still listening. Okay, Kate, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, Kate.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you today?
Pretty good.
You have a question?
Let's see. Can I just get a reading?
You can just get a general reading. Of course you can.
Okay.
Any areas of your life in particular, or is it just a general?
I'm wondering if I'm going to be able to retire next year from the government and do something else.
Okay. Oh. So many people are going through transitions at the moment as we are waking up to just living from our authentic center. It's just amazing. It's like we're like newborn little chicks coming out of eggs and having a look around us and going, what is this life? You know,
right.
This is not where who's going to bring me most joy. And I don't know what you're experiencing at the moment, but a lot of my clients, a lot of people I know, plus myself, it's like we're looking around with very fresh eyes and saying, I need to get rid of things. What's all this clutter in my life? I don't need all of this.
Yeah, I know about clutter.
I don't need these books. I don't need, you know, all of these crystals. I don't need any of this extraneous self. Self just taking up room in my life. And we are decluttering at the moment, and we're moving locations and jobs. So let's see what's oh, perfect card. Okay, what has come up is the Tower. And the Tower is the perfect card that I'm talking about, is that everything must be broken down in our lives. But clearly then, like the phoenix rising from the ashes, have the new to come in. The great thing about the Tarot card is that, yes, everything is dismantled. Where we live, you know, a lot of times if relationships are not honoring and respecting us, they'll be dismantled. Whether it's not looking after our health, a lot of things will come to a head. But once they do, and they're completely destroyed, then the new comes in very quickly. And as I said at the beginning of the program, so many people are going to start to see the new come in from the middle of October towards the end of October, and then rapidly escalating toward the end of the year. Oh, perfect card. Then when that happens and the new comes in for us and we feel all fresh and shiny and washed and more like our original divine selves, that's what we're feeling, the Four of Wands comes in, the celebration card. We're actually celebrating who we are. And why shouldn't we be? It's taken us so many challenges, devastations, and everything to get to where we are now that we're celebrating having made it and come to this point. And it's because we've had faith in ourselves, and it's just things are just going to get snowball, and they're saying for your general situation, they're going to start to get better and better and better as October progresses.
Amen.
Yeah. What's that? It's
been a long time.
It has been a very long time, a very, very long time. And, yeah, a lot of people can get stuck in, remembering the past and feeling sorry for ourselves, but it's not about that. Turn your face to the light. Turn your face to all that is coming towards you, and know that you so richly deserve it. But they're also reminding you, Kate, to let go. Really, truly, let go of anything that does not serve you anymore in love and life. Yeah, mm-hmm. And that's a really, really important thing.
Okay.
All right. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Very much. Thank you.
Okay. Lots of love. Take care.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, everyone, it's by living and embracing and recognizing how grand we truly are that starts us on a path of living the grandest visions of our lives. We begin to understand that whatever we desire is just waiting to manifest through us. Again, through our every word, our thought, our emotions. For these are the portals of manifestation. And when we are in alignment with what's in our heart and gives us most joy, then opportunities and doorways are continually opening in bliss. Again, put your emphasis on that which what gives you joy. I had an example of this about putting our examples on our desires and our dreams. When I pulled some cards for a caller on my last show, and she got the Nine of Cups. Now, a lot of you who know tarot know that the Nine of Cups is the wish card. And I told her that in traditional tarot, she was allowed to make a wish and know that it would be fulfilled. She actually said she did not know what to wish for. And I didn't find her response all that unusual. For in my healing practice, Angel Healing House, for the better part of the last 10 years, there have been many clients who have so denied and compromised their happiness in their lives, but that when they are confronted with making a simple wish of what they desire, they're completely blank. So I gently nudged the caller to make a wish, and she said, I wish for it all. And the posse of angels were immediate in their response that she already has everything she needs to manifest her dream, but what she does not have is a specific desire or dream in her heart. In other words, after a lifetime of giving to and helping others, she's not considered what brought her joy. After all, the universe can only start to dance with you if you supply the music. Unfortunately, the joyful music that was so prevalent to us as children has been all but drummed out of many adults. And as children, we were limitless and boundless, and we were wishing all the time. We never thought of our wishes not coming true. You know, when the caller said that she did not know what to wish for, it reminded me of a poem. And the poem is called I Keep Three Wishes Ready, and it's by Annette Wynne. And the poem goes like this. I keep three wishes ready, lest I should chance to meet any day an angel coming down the street. I'd hate to have to stammer or to have to think them out, for it's very hard to think things up when an angel is about. And I'd hate to lose my wishes, for angels fly away, and perhaps I'd never get a chance on any other day. So I keep three wishes ready, lest I should chance to meet any day an angel coming down the street. With this poem in mind and the knowledge that the universe can only dance with you if you supply the music, how prepared are you to realize the grandest vision of your life if you haven't even begun to dream and imagine it yet? So the wish that I have for you is that you take time out to wish the grandest vision of your life and start actioning it. And for those who are scared to have faith in their own dreams and to step forward toward a grander vision of their life, it may help you to remember this quotation. When you come to the edge of all the light that you know and you're about to step into the darkness of the unknown, faith is knowing that one of two things will happen. Firstly, there'll be something solid to stand on, or secondly, the angels will teach you how to fly. And that's my wish for all of you, is that you spread your angel wings and that you fly open and open yourself to the doors of limitless possibilities in your life. But it can't happen if you don't dream the grandest vision for yourself. And that about wraps up the show for today. Thank you to all my callers. Thank you so much to my regular listeners and my followers. God bless you all. Thank you for those new people who are listening to me. And please remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you'd like to receive my inspirational, uplifting, and entertaining Angel Healing House newsletter, please email me and send me your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, @ angelhealinghouse.com. Also, if you'd like to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. And if you would like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing session, which can be either done in person or nationally and internationally using distance healing, this can be done over the phone or computer using Skype. Please call me on 831-277-3716. Or again, you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, @ angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, everyone, allow your absolutely radiant, beautiful light to shine forth from you and go out and to fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. This will only happen if you connect with the joy in your heart and really start nurturing and nourishing the dream inside of you. We are in an extraordinary month of October where we will feel like we are coming alive to ourselves after all the challenges, after all the devastations, after all the things that we have gone through, carrying the light for this planet. We are about to get remunerated in a magnificent way. So just hang on there And I so look forward to speaking with you next week and have you come on board to listen to my next program. Love and blessings to you all. God bless you. Bye-bye.